Mackey Motors pregame show continues here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Craig Rowetter, the head football coach for the 2-1 Carroll Tigers. And Coach, good to catch up with you again this week.
Jeff, always a pleasure talking.
You bet. Coach, you guys taking on a Storm Lake team looking for their first win of the season, but this is a program that's had some success over here over the last decade or so and stuff. So proud program. I'm sure they're going to kind of want to get things turned around and get things going here tonight. How has your guys' week gone, and what are some of the things that you focused on to get ready for these guys?
It's definitely a unique challenge this week. With Storm Lake, they run the old double wing offense at you, so they're going to be a ball control offense, and you know, if you don't defend it well, you're going to have very little or very limited opportunities on offense for yourself. So they're a good ball club. You know, Coach Week up there does a nice job with them. They're a physical unit. You know, if you're running the double wing, you're always going to be a physical team, and they are actually ahead in their last game. I think they gave up a late touchdown or two right in the fourth quarter. So they're knocking on the door. It's not like they're getting blown out either. So we've had a good week of prep. Just again trying to simulate the type of offense we'll see for our defense, and then just taking care of what we're going to do on offense as well.
Coach, you've seen the double wing, maybe not this year or for a couple of years, but Webster City, a program you guys seem to play quite often here in the last 5-6 years, has done that. How much has that helped in at least getting the coaches kind of, you know, on the page of what this double wing will look like?
Yeah, we definitely kind of have a blueprint for it. And we actually did scrimmage Storm Lake last year as our preseason scrimmage, so we got a little glimpse of it then. And even back, 6-7 years ago, Glenwood kind of ran the same offense. So we're versed in it coaching-wise. And, you know, Coach Noggle always he was kind of in charge of that scout group and would run them through the ringer. Now it's fallen on Coach Grooms, and myself went over, and we've kind of worked with our scout O to make sure our defense has a good look. So, it's unique that you only see it probably once a season, but as far as with our coaching staff, it's not something we haven't seen in the past.
They've got David Soto and Eduardo Sanchez look like to be their top two running backs. What have you seen from those guys on film?
Yeah, they're just hard-nosed kids, you know, and they're all pretty similar. Their backfield top three rushers are all seniors, so that's always a challenge as far as that offense goes too, because these kids have been running this offense for 4 years now. So the speed is going to be, it'll probably take us a series just to adjust to the speed and how fast the different movements are moving. But, you know, hopefully as long as we play sound defense and, just do our job, that I think we should be able to limit it. And we've had a good week so far.
The Stephen kid, their quarterback, pretty tricky with running it. If you got a quarterback that can hide the ball well, makes it even harder to defend.
Yeah, and he does a nice job too, and kind of not a true spinner back like when you reference Webster City, but he's kind of brave back there. He'll turn his back to you and give a fake on the dive or the sweep, and then he'll have the ball and kind of run a little counter. He's definitely kind of the fourth cog in that offensive rushing attack.
Coach, what's the keys for you guys, and who's got to play a big role for you guys defensively?
Defensively, it's going to definitely be up front, you know, just kind of like it always is. We'll have to contain that, you know, stop the dive first, and then have our defensive ends contain the sweep, and then not have our secondary fall asleep and get caught up in the, you know, and all the action in the backfield, and then all of a sudden they sneak their receiver by you. That's always the kind of the gotcha in the double wing. Is you get focused so much on that run game, and if your eyes get in the backfield, and then you're wondering, you know, who has the ball, and then it's going to go right by you. So definitely we'll start up front with the defensive line, but then we also have to, you know, do our jobs in the linebacking crew and secondary that we don't fall asleep on and give up a big play.
Linebackers, I think, have been doing a nice job for you this year. Looks like they can cover as well as stuff the run, but how much of the pass game are they going to have to focus on tonight, or can they worry more about just getting in there and kind of filling in those rushing lanes?
Yeah, their first, you know, same thing with the D-line linebackers' first job, stop the run. So we'll definitely, you know, especially those outside backers, you know, Peyton Wardell and Gus Collison, they'll be kind of put into duty, double duty there, as far as having to cover the wings out, you know, if they release. But our inside backers wise, and we should rotate some bodies there with Nolan Moore and Cooper Ludwig and Jair Galagos to kind of keep them fresh in the middle there. And their primary job will be to stop that run.
Coach, let's flip it over to the side of the ball now that you're in control of on the offensive side. I liked what I saw from the offensive line last week, really liked what I saw from both Cooper Ludwig and Jair Galagos. Both those guys went down during the game, but it sounds like they'll be back tonight. What do you expect Storm Lake to try and do defensively to slow down that run game for you guys?
To be 100% honest, I'm not really sure what they're going to come out in. They've shown a little bit of 4-4. You know, to some double tight looks, they'll jump in a 4-3 with a 2-high safety. I'm kind of anticipating that we'll get that 4-4 look. And they always want to bring up one of the inside backers, kind of will creep towards the line, even if he's blitzing or not. So it almost gives it that five man front look. But in the past, you know, I did look a little bit from a year ago with how they defended Spencer, who kind of runs the double tight double wing offense, and they played Wes Lyon, who's a double tight full house backfield. So not exactly like we are, and they walked a couple extra guys up there to almost like a six man front. But I think I'm anticipating seeing a 4-4, you know, mix and match with cover man coverage and cover three. So we'll just kind of pick our poison there. If you know, they're walking up on the outside tackles, we'll hit our trap game going. And if they're plug in the middle, bringing everybody inside, I think we showed, you know, last week in the fourth quarter that we're not afraid to run off tackle. And if we have to run the same play eight times in a row, we will.
Coach, passing game as well. If they're going to go man, you've got such great speed on the outside. You got a chance to maybe hurt them deep?
Yeah, and we've actually been focused on that too this week. You know, making sure we're going to run the ball. And but we've done a couple things with some personnel and alignments to kind of maybe work that one-on-one matchup a little bit between both Nick Mackey and Zach Dirks. I think we have something there where, you know, with Dirks' speed, just straight line speed, but Mackey runs that dang slant route so effective. And, you know, he's fast, but he might be more quick than he is fast, and just gets that inside step in. So we've definitely put a couple routes in for those guys to that if they want to stack the box against us in the run game, we're going to try our one-on-one matchups. We're not afraid to go to either one of those two.
Coach, on a personal note for you, you know, played up at BV in your college career, kind of in a way not going back home, but going back to where you spent 4 years of your life. I know it's not against BV, but do you feel a connection with Storm Lake and the community going back up now to coach against them and with their AD being your offensive coordinator while you were at BV?
Yeah, that's Jay Anderson is in the school system there. He's the AD this year for the first time, and yeah, he was calling the offense while I was in the backfield for the Beavers. So it'll definitely, you know, we'll be chatting it up Friday night. I'm not going to be asking them for any suggestions on the play calling, but he'll probably set me up. But yeah, it was a great community, especially the, you know, the campus area, and both me and my wife graduated from BV, so there's definitely a cool connection up there.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame. I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show afterwards, and I'm looking forward to talking with you as well Saturday morning on the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
Yep, sounds great, Jeff. Looking forward to it. So go Tigers.
You bet. Head coach again, Craig Rowetter with the Carroll Tigers. Again, they're up here in Storm Lake. We'll send it off to coverage next to Nick Brinks and Terry Kaspabauer with more of the Mackey Motors pregame right here on Kick 106.7.